What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. This isn't just a regular episode. This is episode 100. We've made it. We weren't sure if we were going to get here, but I'm really happy about it.
You weren't sure.
You were sure, right?
Who was the original? Joe, were you an original host?
Joe was an original host, yes.
Okay,
was,
so you have been here through it all. God bless.
I have.
And see, what had happened was he called me one day.
He was like, yo. He said, I need you.
Yeah. Come through, sis. Yep.
The original three was Tayshia, Hannah Ann, who, letting you guys know today, Hannah Ann is our guest. Very happy to have her on, and myself. That was the original three. But yeah, let's get right into it. Clickbait of the week. What we're going to do is we put together a little montage of some of the listeners' favorite episodes, some of our favorite episodes. We're going to talk about them. Should be a lot of fun. Of course, we're going to hit Bachelor Nation news, and then Hannah Ann's coming on. So,
oh, we also got to talk about this episode, y'all, because, honey, my heart palpitating.
I was bawling.
Yeah.
Palpitating.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Is that the right word, palpitating?
I think so. Big, I mean, you cannot watch that episode and not just be like.
I was like, what
is very watching sad for right Eric, now? And at the same time, you know, just really rooting for him. Like, I really want to see Eric and Gabby together.
Oh, me too. 100% after that. Like, I even feel bad being like, oh, I don't trust Eric. No, completely changed my mind seeing him with his family.
Listen, this episode, we'll get into it. Y'all.
All right. Mm-hmm.
How are y'all? Good?
Good. Joe? Good. Feeling good. I'm in Toronto for my engagement party. So,
y'all, I didn't know. My invite got lost in the mail. So, I called Serena's
email.
Yeah, look, I called Serena's mom and dad and was like, hey, I'm coming. So, no, just kidding. I will see you guys tomorrow. I cannot wait.
Nice.
So
nice.
Fun. Wish I could be there, but.
Yeah, but you're pregnant.
Baby. Yeah. How's the baby? How you feeling, Tia? How's mama?
Baby's good. Yeah, mom's making it. There's some hormonal days, man. I mean, people warn me, but it is just unlike anything ever. Plus, mm-hmm. planning a wedding and going through a house renovation, all that. Wouldn't recommend doing it all at once, but here we are.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
Let's get started. Bachelor Nation breakdown. Number one, Wells finally gets married. Finally. Wow. After postponing twice.
Yes.
If you didn't know and you live under a rock, he married Sarah Hyland, who was on Modern Family for, I mean, however long that ran, 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. My gosh. Such show. An amazing show. Yeah.
Joe went to the wedding.
I did.
How was it? Do you remember it?
We had a lot of fun. We did do a lot of drinking. It was like the nicest wedding I've ever been to.
Did you get some ideas for your own?
It was I would say magical. And her father actually plays Dumbledore in Harry Potter on play on Broadway. Yeah. So magic, you know, but it was just, I mean, it was beautiful. Like everything, it was outdoors. It was, there was flowers. The food was great. The band was incredible. Everybody was just in a good mood. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And also, go ahead. What were you going to say, Tia?
I was just going to say, it's not important, but I forget how big time Sarah is. It's like, oh yeah, someone in Bachelor Nation gets married. And then you're like, oh, Vera Wang herself designed these gowns for her and is like commenting on her photos on Instagram. I'm like, oh yeah, Sarah is big time.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Can we have a moment for the Vera Wang? I mean, that is like a dream. That is like
two
dream for me
two Vera
to
Wangs.
Get married in a Vera Wang dress. Like, I think they're so elegant, so stunning. She looked amazing. She looked so beautiful. And yes, I got to meet Sarah a few times at some of the Bachelor events. She's so fun. Her and just, you know, when you just meet people and they just fit like a glove. I mean, they're just so freaking cute. Ugh.
Yeah. Sophia Vergara was there.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, how was she?
I didn't meet her, but she was like right there.
Well, so that's what I was going to say. That was my question to you, Joe. Who was the most famous person or A-list person that was at the wedding? Give us some tea.
I would probably say her, right?
Sophia Vergara.
I would think, yeah. So, like, you know, pretty much the whole cast of Modern Family. Vanessa Hudgens stood up. She was part of the bridal party.
Oh.
It was just, yeah.
Was there any really great speeches?
Watching Sarah and Wells read their vows to each other, and they were both, you know, they were both very emotional. And then, like, as Sarah was reading hers, like, the wind started blowing and the trees started shaking. It was like, what is happening? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was.
So that's magical. That's the magic.
It was, yeah. The whole thing was just beautiful. And it was, usually sometimes you go to weddings and you're like, oh, I'm exhausted.
The trees weren't actually moving, Joe. It was just.
Yeah, no. It was a lot of fun. There was a garden party the night before. They had like the Spanish guitar playing there. It was very Vicky Cristina Barcelona vibes the first night.
Was Wells boohooing? Was he crying?
Wells was tearing up. His brother gave an excellent speech. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot of fun. I would say there was like 10 bachelor people there.
Honestly, those pictures made me so happy. I told him, I was like, these pictures are making me so happy. Postmodern.
Yeah.
So yeah, very sweet, very sweet. Love. Okay.
Insane. Okay. Yeah, we love so much. Mm-hmm. All right. Next breakdown topic. This one kind of confused me. I feel like there's more to it that I missed, but Clayton and Susie share plans to live apart. So they're both moving. They live in Virginia Beach right now. Together? Do they live together?
Yeah.
I think so.
But they're both planning to move to the West Coast, Clayton to Scottsdale, Susie to LA. But I feel like I saw some stuff going around like, oh, does that mean they're going to break up?
Well, no, I think they can't. I think they have a plan. But it is confusing. It is confusing because he's planning on going to Scottsdale and living with his brother while he home shops for him and Susie, and she's gonna live in LA during that process. A little confusing, really is.
Well, I mean, I don't see like a problem with it. It was just bizarre that accounts were sharing like, oh, this is not good. And like people are just automatically speculating because Clayton did an interview with Not Skinny But Not Fat. And people were like, oh, this must be bad news. But they seem optimistic about it.
Well, so Joe, when I heard this news, I really wanted to know your thoughts because, you know, Joe has a theory about bachelor couples being together versus when they decide to be apart. So what do you think, Joe?
Big thing is right is after the show. Like, I think you need to spend time after the show. Now I feel like if they have a solid plan where it's like, hey, for the next 2 months, I'm going to be doing this. You're going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine. I think it's more or less when you get off the show as a couple and you don't have a plan and neither of you care to make a plan and you're living in separate states, it makes it very difficult to
progress.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, okay. Clayton said, too, if it gets to a point where they feel like it's not working, one of them will move to the other.
Yes.
So I think they're fine. We think they're fine. I don't know. Sometimes when people speculate, it ends up being true. So I think it is
strange for both of them to move to the West Coast and go to different states.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a little strange.
A little weird.
But hey, if they have a plan and it's what they want to do, then, you know, maybe it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that they're still together.
I love that Susie, like, sarcastically comments on videos and stuff about them, too. Like, on TikTok, if people are like, they're not even that relevant, whatever. She replied to that person and was like, yeah, but has anybody ever made a TikTok video about you? And I'm like, wow, that's a good point.
She's on her social media content grind and she's good at it.
It's funny.
She's good at it. Yeah. Good for them.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with Susie and Clayton. Stay tuned.
Good luck to them. Yeah. Okay, next one hits really close to home. Actually, it hits home for me. If you watched the episode this week, you saw hometowns with Gabby and with Rachel. And on Eric's hometown, we got to see his dad, who has had, I mean, he had terminal cancer for several years and had done chemo several times. And he told Eric that on his latest scans that his cancer was back. Well, we found out at the end of the episode that his dad actually passed away after filming and just a few days before the season aired. So we just want to send our love to Eric. I know firsthand it's very, very difficult. And I wish we would have known when we had him on the podcast a few weeks ago so we could have like sent our condolences. Yeah, that's tough. And when I was watching the episode, I was like listening to it on the other side of my computer. Well, I came back when he, you know, was saying that he was dealing with cancer again, and like seeing his dad like that made me, you know, remember how it felt to see my dad, like knowing that he's supposed to be this like strong person that like takes care of all of us, and just seeing him just like exhausted and losing weight. It was very tough, but I'm glad we got to see those moments with Eric and his dad, because I think it allowed us all to see a different side of him. Yes. And I know it was so special for Eric to know that his dad met Gabby.
Yeah.
Especially like that's really cool that his dad was able to kind of be there for that. But
and see why he's doing this whole thing and like how amazing for this person is that he is falling in love with. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they seem like a great supportive family too.
Ugh. Yeah, I think it was like one of the hardest and most real moments they've ever had on the show.
For sure.
And yeah, like there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's extremely sad, and you can't not root for Eric after that. And Gabby, you got to give her a lot of credit too. Mm-hmm. That's just a hard situation to be in. And this was the first time, not that I don't think Gabby's taking this seriously, but it was like the first time you saw her like, you know, a different side of her, like very, just very understanding and more serious, and watching her talk about Eric and him talk about her. You're like, oh, okay. They actually have a real connection, and this makes sense. Like I don't know who Rachel's going to end up with, and I wasn't sure about Gabby, but after this, I'm like, I think Gabby and Eric could potentially end up together and have a really good chance of working.
I'm rooting for him 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Eric's mom is what really... Eric's mom, shout out to Eric's mom. She really got to me their talk and just her strength. And you just see her holding it together, you know, for everyone, I think. And the words that she said to him, we don't give up on each other, we stay, it's very important. I'm not saying them probably verbatim, but all these things, and like just his foundation of, you know, just seeing his parents take care of each other. I'm sure his dad took care of his mom when, you know, he wasn't sick, and now vice versa. Right. And the mom is taking care of him, and just how close you can tell their family is. And, you know, that builds foundation for someone. And so that's clearly ingrained in Eric, and he's seeing it and everything. So his mom really, I mean, that whole moment between him and his mom, I was like, I was bawling, because you could just tell how much she was like, how she's holding it together, you know?
Yeah.
So that was like my really crazy moment. So, I mean, I really send her so much love, and I wish I could just hug her right now. I was hugging my computer when I was watching it. also, like you said, Joe, a nod to Gabby, because it's so interesting watching all of her hometowns, and it was like, you know, she was with Johnny and she got to be so goofy and crazy with him because that's like their vibe. And then when she was with Jason, you know, it was a little bit of both, and you could tell her apprehension, which kept saying, we're very different, you know, which sometimes opposites attract, you know, which I think is good. But I really just saw how she navigated those hometowns and how she was up and down and up and down. And then when, of course, Eric had shared with her and his family how the candor that she took, it was very, 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 mm-hmm. very emotional.
Yeah.
And she's a nurse too, right?
Yeah, they said she's an ICU nurse, right?
Yeah.
ICU?
Well, yeah, because Eric's dad was saying, like, you know, I respect the ICU nurses. They're so great. And so that was a way that him and Gabby could relate to, because she's used mm-hmm. to taking care of people, you know? So I feel like that kind of brought her and Eric closer together too.
Yeah. And so, well, guys, we have to talk about it, because she told him and he told her they're falling in love with each other, right?
Yes.
She did not say that to Johnny. She did not say that to Jason.
And they both told their families that they didn't know if they were ready.
Mm-hmm.
To propose.
So, which, okay, what do you guys think about that? Is it very late to know that? Because one of them, I'm pretty sure it was Jason, who said, we haven't talked about that and we need to talk about that, right, with to mm-hmm. his mom?
Right, yeah. And then they didn't before she left.
Yeah, Jason's parents also seemed like, oh my gosh, just the sweetest humans. The moment his dad started crying, I said, oh, come on, dad.
Oh, I know. Really? And then mama was crying. Oh, it had me crying.
I was like, come on, y'all. Don't do it. I can't see people cry. Like, I start crying. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, so guys, yes. No clickbait this week, specifically an article, but we're going to talk about, since it's our 100th episode, we're going to talk about our favorite moments and our very, very, we got to bring it back to the very, very first clickbait episode. I was not present. Tia was not present. Joe, you were there. Let's listen to this clip.
Oh, God.
You guys, can you believe we're here right now? How insane is this?
I'm excited. It's very insane. It's an odd couple. We're an odd trio.
An odd trio. Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel, Joe. I thought you loved us at this point.
I do. I feel like we've been talking and practicing so much, and now we're like, fuck, we're over-prepared at this point.
We're practically like the Three Musketeers at this point.
We really are. And honestly, yes, we are an odd pairing, but it oddly works, and I love it.
And I kind of like you guys.
I'm going to really like you guys.
wait for a few months, and then we're all going to be like, oh, I got to log on and talk to this asshole again.
I want
to
crawl under my desk. My armpits are sweaty.
Honestly.
I hate listening to myself.
It's giving Gabby, we're very different, but we still love you. giving Gabby and Jason.
We did the best we could.
Yeah. That's okay. Mm. We love Tayshia. We love Hannah Ann. Can't wait to talk to her later, but we have moved on. Okay, next. The Thanksgiving episode. Now, this episode was the most lit episode I think we've ever done. Tia?
I missed it.
I don't even know what you're going to hear, girl. I have no idea. I don't know what you're going to hear.
Never have I ever gotten stoned at a holiday dinner. I don't smoke, so...
What is stoned? I mean, yeah. I mean,
he's like,
sure. I
clarify a little.
Smoking weed.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, I'm 34 years old. You know, I've probably been, you know.
Joe, can we see your hands?
Joe, she doesn't have any fingers left.
Yeah, what are you?
I'm trying to run this game right now, okay?
Okay.
Remember when he talked about the honest policy? He's like, all right, everybody. We're just going to have honest policy here.
Okay, that's a terrible impression of me, but okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
I have seven fingers up too. Okay. Never have I gotten an injury at a holiday event.
No,
me either.
I'm such a loser. I feel like I haven't done any of these things.
Me either.
Okay. This next one is good.
This next good one?
Stop it, Joe.
The next one is good.
Y'all are going to put a finger down on this one. How about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever called an ex over the holidays.
Oh my God! Wow.
Great. Sometimes you get a little lonely. All right.
Natasha, you wanna give us your input on this, because I know you're big on.
Yeah, give us a little.
Listen, honey. Let me tell you something. Look, I said what I said. Yeah, I done called a few exes on the holidays. Like, you can't come over for dinner, but I'll come over to yours.
Okay, wow, we were extremely chaotic. I don't know how we ever got through an episode.
I had to turn my volume down. Damn.
Also, this is when Joe was doing the games, so then I started doing them. Well, we'll just leave it at that. And then, for context, we had our hands up, and then every time there was something that we did do, never have ever, we'd put it down. That's why I was like, Joe, let me see your hands, because I was like, that's weird.
Okay, that makes more sense. I'm like,
that was the first and only and last episode that Tasha, Natasha, and myself decided to drink for, because it was like the Friendsgiving one.
Oh yeah,
don't you remember that? We were
in Los Angeles. We recorded at 10 a.m. and I was lit by 10:42.
Yeah, we were supposed to drink last time on a holiday too, weren't we? We were supposed to drink or do something, and I think we were all in bad moods or something. So
to drink without you. So when you pop that baby out and you start having your little glass of wine, honey.
December 24th, the day after.
Okay, the next one. That is a very memorable moment. It is our most listened to episode. It is to, it was me. It was when I had my freaking breakdown. It was when I had my freaking breakdown about Paradise. Yay.
I wasn't here yet for that one either.
Yeah. Natasha opens up about Paradise. Tia, if you ever listen to it, don't text me after you hear it. Okay. So we're going to listen to a clip from my beautiful Paradise experience.
We go through it so we can learn, and it's a lesson learned. And so that's where it's like, you know, there's no regrets. And like I said, I'm just overwhelmed with so much gratitude for everyone. And I'm glad I didn't come off looking how I thought I was going to look.
Natasha, giving us some positivity.
Yeah. For context to you. I basically thought I was going to look like a little sad, desperate little puppy.
Oh, no, ma'am.
And I didn't. And I was just, the gratitude, I think, is from everyone, and like the love and, you know, all the DMs at the time that I got when everyone was like, girl, I was dating this man and he was, and I was dating this man and he was, you know, people were just really resonating with what happened. It was right after the episode. The confronting episode, I guess I'll call it. I mean, thinking back to that moment to now, wow, you know, for myself, I've really forgiven all parties involved. I feel good. My life is just going great. Things are happening. You know, not every day is perfect, but I am just so happy with where I am in life and the work that God is doing on me. And I wish everyone the best. I really do. And I hope, you know, everyone, every single person that set foot on that beach, I hope they are thriving. I mean, just thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. So we go through things to grow.
Yeah, sometimes it's a lesson. And that's all it's that. All it is.
Yes. Yep. Moving on. Celebrating Joe and Serena's engagement. Yes, this was a great episode. We were very excited about this. So play this clip.
I think once we said we were falling in love with each other, it took our relationship to another level, and we just let it happen, and it just happened so fast, and it was just really, really easy. I wasn't sure if I was going to get engaged at the end. Like, I really, that decision I made like the day before, but I was extremely confident that we were going to leave together. And I had said before going on the show and during the show that I wouldn't get into another bachelor relationship unless I thought she was the one. Yeah.
So
there it is. There it is.
Oh, that makes my heart so happy.
Now, last but not least, Tia reveals mama's pregnant. Now, I wonder what they're going to play. Are they going to play when you actually told us or when you told everyone?
Oh, yeah. So I told you guys before I announced it to the world, because I wanted y'all to know first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't absorb too quickly with me because I was just rambling on about
Joe wanted to make everything about him, and Tia was like, "Well, was so
well, I've got something to say." Yeah. Joe, you feel bad? I'll start. He's like, no, no, like, I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Let's see what they say. Let's see what they say. Let's see.
So intro yourself and just get right into it. This is the Tia podcast right now.
This is so weird, Joe. I don't know how you do this about yourself, and it's just so natural. But let's get into the Bachelor Nation breakdown, our
the only thing I'm an expert on is myself. So
our first story of the day is me. Oh, damn. I'm pregnant. If you didn't already know, I got to tell Joe and Natasha last week on the podcast. I was so excited because I knew we were about to announce it, and I wanted y'all to know first. Joe felt like ass, and we were like, why don't we give Joe a little pick-me-up? And Joe's like, nah, it's all right. It's all right. I'll figure it out. I'm like, shut up. I'm pregnant.
Yeah, I basically ruined the surprise because I was I'm just a little nasally, but I'm okay. Don't worry about it. And Tia's trying to talk, and I'm just rambling on.
Okay, all right, Tia, the floor is yours. The floor is yours.
Tell us, Tia.
What? I'm surprised. I'm pregnant. I'm still pregnant.
You're still pregnant. Okay. How many months?
That was a special moment, though.
Where are we, though? How many months?
Almost 23 weeks. I don't know.
Okay.
Five and a half, almost 6 months.
Nice.
So you're due right around Christmas.
Yeah, December 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost in the third trimester, which is the doozy. He's kicking like crazy, too. Like, he's been kicking a little bit during the podcast.
Give me that. He said, give me
that. Oh, yeah. Like, if I'm laying on my back, you can see him moving. Oh, like, you can see my belly move. It's wild.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that is so wild. I can't. It really is.
Did you fully decide on a name?
Yes. First name, yeah.
First name. No middle name. You don't have the middle name yet.
No.
Okay. But but he will have a middle name.
He will, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I love this. Yep. All right. Well, I really want, this is my request from our producers. I would love so much for you guys to put together clips of everyone saying Joe's accent. Because Tia, I heard
it's my favorite to do.
Yeah, I do actually. I do appreciate when Tia does it. It's always funny because she laughs after, which she thinks she's the funniest. So she's like cracking up after she does it once.
Taylor will ask me to do it like on a random day. He'll be like, okay, impersonate Joe.
And I'm
like,
okay. I've seen it on your stories or Taylor's stories, one of your stories. And like, see.
We were in the Chicago airport. He's like, all right, you got Tia, you got to pull it out. I'm like, we're not even at O'Hare. We're at freaking MDW.
Midway.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay. Favorite guest, you guys. First thing that comes to mind. Tell me.
Spencer Pratt still. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal.
Joe? You know what? I don't think I have a favorite. I really don't.
Okay. Well, just something that stands out. When someone says, hey, the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Well, one time, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I had one. Trying to think of our bigger episodes.
Well, while you think, I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
It's not necessarily like a favorite, but I will say I speak about this episode to people to a lot of friends when we had Raven on, and Raven talked about how her and Adam went to premarital counseling and how she just said it so normal and like people have such a taboo about this and I'm so pro it. So I've talked to a lot of people about that and like how they come from different backgrounds and blah, blah, blah. Like that was such an informational, but yet I just soaked so much in from that interview with Raven. So I really, if you guys haven't listened to it, our listeners, go back and listen to it. It was great.
Me and Taylor started doing like marital therapy after that.
Yes. It's so, I mean, wow. Right? Mm-hmm. So great.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So that was, thank you, Raven, for sharing that with us.
You know what? I'm going to go Natasha's clickbait, Natasha's Bachelor in Paradise episode, because I was there for it. It was nice to, we usually joke around a lot on this podcast, and it was just nice to, it was nice to have a serious conversation. Yeah. And to see, to see you cry, but it was just a real moment on the podcast that it was, nice to be there for you.
Yes. Yeah. And you were. You're a good friend, Joe. You are.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It was really just all about me, you know, building myself up again.
That's all he wanted to hear. That's all he was waiting to hear.
Also, like, we can't forget, you know, Tayshia was on this podcast for quite some time. She was one of the originals, and always had fun podcasting with her. She was another one who liked to make fun of me, and you guys always ganged up on me. So shout out to Tayshia. Happy for her, whatever she's got going on now. But I think it's the perfect time to bring in another OG. Everyone, please welcome Hannah Ann to the podcast. Hannah Ann, welcome. Glad you're back. I remember before our first episode, we used to call each other and prep for what we were going to talk about and how we were going to get this podcast off the ground. So how you feeling?
Good. It's so good to hear from you. But I was really excited because I just think so much of you, and you were such a good friend during that time. And so I'm happy everything all worked out.
Yes. Oh, nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's very sweet. So what?
This is 100 episodes.
She said you were a good friend during that time. She didn't say no.
Yeah. You're an asshole now, Joe. You're an asshole.
I was going through a lot, and he was like such a good friend. And like, I didn't have like the most confidence doing the podcast. So he was always like such a good friend during that time helping me.
Yeah. That's nice.
He's all right.
That's kind of guy. That's the kind of guy I am. So, Hannah, since the podcast, I mean, so much has changed in your life, and you have so much going on. So we're going to try to cover as much of it as we can. First, we want to talk about the little silly topic of the Hannah Ann in a golf cart. Slusgate. I feel like we knew that was you during the time. I don't even know. I feel like it was the time when we started this podcast, but that was you, correct?
Yes. That was me. The funny part of it is that, like, I don't care. No one else cares. I think only a few people actually care. It's like Natasha says, it's not even tea. It's not even like, it's not even worth like talking about. Like, it's just not a big deal.
You and nobody believed you.
Yeah. And it's like, no one has to believe me at all. Like, it doesn't.
But I literally was like, why would Hannah Ann lie about this of all things?
It's really just strange. But if that's how someone wants to use their spare time, then go for it. You know, like, I just don't care at all. But I just thought it was funny because, like, no one actually knows the real reason why I was there. So that's like the best part, is people think they know the reason, but they actually don't. So,
yeah, I was like, you know, all this stuff was going on with Claire at the time. And maybe you were down there because they was like, hey, maybe Hannah Ann gonna be the next Bachelorette. I mean, who knows? But everybody was like, it's the producer. It's Nicole. I mean, listen, we love Nicole. We love Nikki.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
But it was just so, it was crazy.
It sure wasn't.
It was not. So, and so for everyone who said it was.
I thought you were going to be the Bachelorette, but it didn't end up that way. And now, now you are in a relationship with Jake, who is part of the Los Angeles Rams NFL football team. But let's hear about how you guys got together. I know a little bits and pieces of it, because I'm pretty sure like you added him to your only friends or something.
Oh yeah, her close friends.
Isn't that how only friends? Only friends.
I thought you were about to say OnlyFans. I am not on OnlyFans.
Well, isn't that what the story's called when it's green?
Close friends.
Only friends. There's no OnlyFriends, no OnlyFans. Okay, so on close friends on Instagram. Actually, no, that was like a different guy.
Because we covered that on this podcast, and we were like, go Hannah Ann, get your man.
It's really smart to do. Like, if you're trying to like see if they're like on their phone or like engage in like conversation, it's actually really smart. It's worked in the past. But how we met, this is so funny to me. We met on TikTok. So just so anyone's listening out there and they're like posting some hot, you know, some hot girl single you know, videos of themselves, keep on doing it because you might actually meet someone. So it was around that time where I posted this one TikTok. I don't know if you guys remember, but it was like when the tea finally spills, and it was when Hannah Brown came out with the big bomb that she slept with Peter during the season. I don't know if you guys remember that. Obviously, like, I did not care at all. I thought it was, you know, very funny, and I had already known that, so it didn't matter to me. But I was like, oh, this is a funny voiceover to do on TikTok. I said something like, or I was, you know, saying something like, I can't remember what the voiceover was, but it was like kind of like being connect, you know, like being funny and like just making a joke out of it. And so I said, when the tea finally spills. Well, when I posted that, it kind of went many different places. And so he was on his TikTok and he saw me and he was like, oh, I'm going to message her. She's in LA. I'm in LA. So he messages me. And the best part of it is that like, he had no idea, like never even asked me about it until like months later, like what the tea was. Cause he was showing the video to his teammates. So like, how did you guys meet? He's like, oh, I saw her on this video. She just looks so beautiful. And the teammates were like, okay, so what was the tea? And I was like, oh wait, this was the tea.
He didn't even care.
He didn't care. He wasn't even looking at that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh wait, so when he slided to your TikTok DMs, what did you guys go on a date? Did he's like, was he like, hey, like I want to take you out?
So what happened was that night I was at Chriselle Stoss Friendsgiving and we had like a fun girls night. We were drinking, had like the funnest night. I came home and I was like just bored, I was about to go to bed and I was looking through my DMs and I saw his DM, so I clicked on it and it was like a GIF, you know, like those little GIFs of like the basketball going into the hoop. And I was like, this is like so stupid, like who sends GIFs, like so weird. So and it was a GIF that said shooter shoot and I was just like, slam dunk. And then that's how we started talking.
You replied and said slam dunk.
You replied and said slam. Oh, I love this. I love it. Obsessed. Absolutely obsessed.
And so then 3 days later, we went on a date. And what was so funny about it is he took me to the Beverly Hills Hotel because he kind of knew I liked pink. And he had no idea how expensive it was. And we don't do fancy dates like that, like rarely, maybe on a birthday. And he took me to the Beverly Hills Hotel and we ended up getting the check. We just got like salads and I think like a watermelon spritzer. It was like $200.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was, and we haven't been back since. So.
But wait, Hannah Ann. So we went and got those little sandwiches, my favorite sandwiches. Remember, we went and got those sandwiches. This was after that. Right? That you met Jake?
No, this was before.
That's what I mean. This was, met Jake after me and you saw each other. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Because I remember we were talking about the Mians and you were about to move to Miami.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And so then, but when you met Jake, you were still in LA. Okay.
See. Is he the reason you stayed in LA?
Yeah. I love Florida. I have a great friend group there. I have a great friend group in LA. We spent the off season in Miami. So, because he loves Miami as well. So we just go back and forth, which is nice. Just something that our lifestyles just naturally matched up to where there wasn't a whole lot of compromise on, you know, what we're going to do and where we're going to live, at least for the time being, you know, that changes in the blink of an eye.
After that first date, did you think there was potential for this to be serious?
I thought it took me a couple of dates to kind of just warm up. My best friend actually made me go on the date with him because I'm like, I don't want to go on a date with a stranger. Like, I'm outgoing, but then again, at the same time, I'm like reserved, especially when it's someone like I have no mutual friends with. There's no, you know, commonality there. And so I went on the date and he was the only guy that ever brought up faith in a first date and never brought up the show. So I was like, that's different. And you'd be surprised when you're starting to like go on dates and meet people, you know, one of the first things they ask you about is the show. And it might not be, you know, in a conniving way, but still, it's like, there's so many things you can get to know about someone, so many more things that are present and more important.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. I remember, I'm trying to see. I remember when we messaged about him and you were like, girl, he's bae. And I was like, oh, there it is. There it goes. There yes. it goes.
Yes, because I saw you in Miami, remember?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes, I saw you in Miami and you're like, yes, and we were talking about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and no, how long has it been? Have you guys been together for over a year?
A year in like early December.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys just got a puppy, huh?
Yeah, we just got a puppy. I'll have to show you towards the end of the podcast. I made sure to like walk him a lot this morning so he would fall asleep. He is a mini Bernedoodle. His name is Dash.
Oh, he's so cute.
So cute. He's only 9 weeks old. So I've been like waking up throughout the night, taking him to the bathroom. But he's like potty trained and he's like a dog.
Oh, I love that.
So how did that – because that's like a next step in a relationship. How was that conversation? Like, should we get a dog? Were you both like into it?
Yeah, we both love dogs. I think dogs can be like they like take you away from like stress from work, which was big for him because right now he's the month of August. Every player on the team has to make the team again, so it's like a huge month of just practice and trying to make the team. So we got him kind of during the perfect time because it's like his escape. He has someone that he can come home to, that he can be excited to play with. It's a huge distraction. So how it all came about is like around April for my birthday. He was like, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, well, a puppy. And he was like, oh, well, I would love a puppy too. So we ended up getting him. This is like my late birthday present.
Oh, that's it. So sweet.
But does sweet. He lives with you full time, the dog? Or do you live together, you and Jake?
Yeah, the dog lives with me full time.
Okay. So you share custody of this?
Yes.
Of this dog?
I mean, he has my last name at the vet. So.
Oh.
there we go. Okay, so it's your dog.
Yeah. He's yours.
Yeah, it's your baby. Did you pick out the type of dog that you want, or did you guys both do it?
So he wanted a big dog and I was like, we have to have a smaller dog for when we fly to Florida for the off season. Yes. And so our compromise was he had to get a boy dog. So, and I got to pick the breed. And so he'll only be about like 22 pounds, but it was funny because we were supposed to get an Aussie doodle this past summer, like closer to like my birthday. And the mom only had girls. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what are the chances? And this was like our compromise of like, you know,
yeah,
because he always envisioned like his first dog being a boy dog, and so we ended up getting the Bernedoodle, and he's 9 weeks old now. So,
oh, that's so sweet. I hope he actually is only 22 pounds because those dogs can get
I know
big
the
too.
Bernese dogs are huge.
I know, yeah, very, yeah, they can be pretty big, but hopefully, with him, his mom was like a mini Bernedoodle, and the dad was poodle.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh,
so.
It was a mini.
Yeah.
No, that'd be great. Okay. Super Bowl. Last year. Tell us everything. Tell us all of it. I know you were there. Like, did you know? When did you know he was going to go? Like, all the things. I want to know everything. Because that was super exciting.
Yeah.
For LA in general.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So last year was his rookie year. He ended up getting hurt. And that's actually kind of how we met, is because he had like all this extra free time on his hands. And so he was on TikTok and then saw the video and messaged me. So he was like, that's like, it ended up being like a huge blessing in disguise because I was injured, you know, really stressed about wanting to make sure to get back on the team, especially when you're, you know, on injured reserve. There's tons of complications that come with that. So about a couple weeks after we started dating, he healed up his injury, and then he started playing perfect time around the playoffs. So every game would go by and it would just be like so exciting. I never really thought, like, I mean, the Super Bowl is such a big deal. Like, you know, going through the process, I was like, oh, well, it's kind of a long shot, right? He's like, no, I think we're pretty good. I think we're going to make it happen. And so it was so much fun. The Super Bowl was really fun, but what was really nice was the game leading up to it when we found out we were going to the Super Bowl, because all of the guys, we were all able to go out. Their lives are very structured, you know, not barely any drinking, not really going out. I mean, if you want to like really be good and be in it, you have to be very kind of like military style. You know, you wake up this time, you have curfew during this time. And so that was really fun. Just being able to like hang out with the guys and him and our friends and see everyone kind of like let loose, you know? So especially going out in LA, like how fun is that? It's not like we're in Buffalo, New York, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was really fun. And then we had about like, I think like a week or two until the Super Bowl. And that was just like such a crazy fun experience. I loved the halftime. And then afterwards, once they won, I mean, it was like towards like the very, very end that we found out we were winning thanks to Cooper Kupp. And that was just like crazy. It was so surreal. What was really cool is we actually got to hang out on the field for like quite a while. Taking pictures and just seeing everyone and seeing everyone's kids. It was really special.
Yeah, your pictures were great. I was there, but not where you were. Yeah, but not where you were. We were in different spots.
Hannah Ann was on the 50-yard line.
I told Taylor if the Rams ever go back to the Super Bowl, then we can buy tickets and go. My fiance is a huge Rams fan, so he probably knows everything about your boyfriend before he went to college and what his freaking 40 time is and all that crap.
Yeah, now, honey,
huge Rams fan.
Has Rachel Rick met Jake?
I love you. So I called my parents to tell them I had a boyfriend. And my parents, they stay in Tennessee. They stay on their acreage. They don't like to leave their dogs. They come out to California like one time. And I had to like kind of beg them to. And so when I called my dad to tell him I have a boyfriend, he booked a flight that day and came out within that next week. And flew to meet Jake, and my mom did too. And so, like, we had just started dating, and I was like, "Hey, like, my parents are gonna come into town, like, they want to meet you." He's like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "It's gonna be fine. Like, they're just, you know, my dad doesn't know you, and he's never not known a boyfriend that I have." So that was funny. So they flew out, and we like went to dinner. My dad, he like tries to act all big and bad, but like once he like gets to know them, he's, you know, a little bit more open.
Yeah, honey, I remember Ranger Rick. We love him. Okay, so he got the stamp of approval.
Yes, and then also that weekend, my parents met his parents as well.
You guys moved fast.
Yeah, well, his parents were going to be in town for the football game. And so his parents were already going to be there. And he's like, well, how about our families just meet? Because I want your parents to come to the game. And we can't really avoid this. So then our parents met and they instantly became best friends. It was
perfect.
Oh, yeah. Like, became really good friends. We actually did a trip this past summer where his parents came down to my parents' house in Tennessee and they stayed for a week. It was cool. It's like my parents have like a new set of couple friends.
Yeah, nice. No, that makes me so happy because it's like now, even though it happened earlier on, it's like out of the way. So now your parents feel safe. They feel so great. So great.
Serena's parents and my parents are meeting today, actually. For the first time.
For the first time.
Are you nervous?
That's going to be so good.
No, I'm not nervous. I think it'll be fine.
That's exciting.
And there's... Yeah, it'll be fine.
Joe, your dad.
It'll be fine. But let's move
so
this
funny.
Real quick. Hannah Ann, have you been watching The Bachelorettes?
No, I haven't. But I will say I'm excited for Paradise.
Okay.
Paradise is...
That's really the only thing I watch now, just because Paradise, I feel like the people's personalities shine more, and there's usually someone on there that I follow on Instagram or my season. I just feel like people's personalities shine more, which I hate that it's not already on air right now, because usually there's like a quicker turnaround. So I'm dying to see it. I'm just dying to see everyone who's on there and stuff.
It's coming a few weeks.
Yeah. Did you ever consider doing it?
I think timing was just off. I think last summer, right? I think timing was just off, you know. Timing's kind of everything, you know, talking to someone at the time, and you know, it's hard to leave that.
Yeah, and I think the season that you and Natasha would have been on, that one got
that one got X'd because of the pandemic. Exactly.
Right. Yes, yes. I think if it would have been that summer, there would have been more, it would have been easier for me to transition into that. But, you know, for me, like, yeah, I've been off camera for like 2.5 years, maybe three, I think maybe even 3 years in November. And I like my privacy, you know?
It's rough going back. I think experience.
A lot of a lot of the girls from our season probably would have done Paradise if it was right after, you know, of course the pandemic happened, but if it was right after, So
yeah,
I think everybody was bummed about missing that. I, as a viewer, was really bummed about missing that. It would have been a good season with all.
But honestly, the relationships that came out of our season, or some of them after, like during the pandemic. Oh my God. You know, like, so nice. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I was actually just talking to Sydney the other day, and I was like, the 49ers, do they play the Rams? Because that's going to be so fun. You guys should do a whole thing. They do. Yeah.
Twice.
That's going to be, are you going to go to San Fran?
Probably.
Okay. I'm ready to see the outfits. I've been seeing your outfits and your little silky blue jacket. So cute.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you. It's so much fun doing all of that.
Wait, so do you have the ring at home? Do you have the Super Bowl ring at home?
The ring is in a safe, but I have the, yeah, it's like locked away in a safe. I have the Lombardi. Sorry. Not like it's a replica if you guys want me to show you it.
Yeah. I want to see it.
It's a replica. Let me grab it.
I want to see it.
Cheers. I want to see it. The replica that all of the guys got.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. That is so cool. Is it
very
heavy?
Cool.
It's pretty heavy. It's just kind of, you know, okay, so my last apartment was like all pink and cute, and then now it's full of stuff like this.
What a cool decoration. Here, though. Nobody else has that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even care. He was like, I one day need to work towards like a man cave and have this, have the ring. Yeah. And he also has his high school won their state championship, so he has which is really cool. And the ring ring ceremony was back in July, and that was so much fun, but they intentionally planned it right before training camp, so no one was really drinking except for, you know, me,
the wives,
the girlfriends, the wives,
like the wives. So it wasn't really like a party or anything, you know. We just showed up and they revealed the ring and everyone went home. Like, I did not want to leave. I was like, I'm having way too much fun. I'm here socializing with the girls. Everyone's pregnant just about. And he was like, no, like, we have like training camp in 2 days and it's going to be brutal. So we're not drinking. I was like, okay.
We
know you're not watching the you're not watching this current season, but the after the final rose is coming up, and you're known for probably having one of the most, I don't know, watched or popular after the final roses. What advice can you give the guys?
I would just say have organized thoughts going into it. Just be like organized, you know, because you only have one shot, especially if it's live. And if you're like more organized on what you want to say, then you could just like leave it behind you. Like, there's nothing else left to say. You don't have to communicate with that person anymore because you gave your final piece and you've moved on, and you're not going to drag things out. You're not going to do interviews. You're not going to go online and talk bad about them. Like, you've said what you needed to, and there's your closure. So find whatever that is and have closure and move on, you know?
Yeah, great advice.
Yeah, look at Hannah Ann. She's got her shit together, huh?
She said, nope, I'm going to say it all right here. I'm going to leave it all on the table.
Yeah, just like lay it all out and just move on, you know? It's so crazy how people, you know, they'll come off the show and they'll talk poorly about, you know, their experience, or talk bad about the producers, or talk bad about the people that they were, you know, on the show with. And it's just like move on, you know, like the more positive you are, the more positive things will happen to you, you know, just like appreciative.
Tell them
to move on.
Well,
you know?
Well said.
Yeah.
I need everyone to listen to this.
Yeah.
Now I do have a question. Now we know from our season, you know, just taking it back, but Barb was obsessed with you. Do you talk to her still? When was the last time you talked to her?
No, I haven't talked to either of them since the final rose. So
yeah.
I think, you know, yeah, that's just the best thing to move forward. Yeah. I always like will think a lot of her. She'll always be like a special person to me. Yes. Because she was such a supporter of me, and mm-hmm. we, you know, had a lot in common. So I'll always, you know, appreciate her. I mean, we live in the same area, so who knows, I might run into her one day.
I would love yeah. that.
I live like down the street from him, so I'm yeah. sure that will happen.
I was gonna say, we're gonna play a game. Yes. Before we do though, you do a lot of cooking and baking. What is your number one go-to recipe that you make?
Go-to recipe. I like this chicken and rice dish, and you'll put chicken, rice, and then you'll put like an onion soup in it, and then you'll put it in the oven, and then the rice will absorb all of the flavors. And it's just really, really easy and quick, and is a great go-to.
Do you shoot those just on an iPhone, or are you using a camera?
In the past, I used to have like a videographer that would come. Now, yeah. just with how everything has evolved, just to be more on TikTok, I just film it on my phone. So like today after this, I'll film like 3 or 4 different floral arrangements, and then I'll just like pop in the next few months.
So nice. Smart. Yeah. You're killing it.
Yeah. Boo, because I've been waiting to talk to you about this. The floral arrangements with the grapefruit, does that keep the flowers better, like longer? Do they last longer or no? Or it's like the same.
It looks pretty.
So it's a thanks. So it's a double vase. So you'll have your and so like the middle vase will be your flowers and water. And then the outer vase will be your sliced grapefruit and then also water. So
yeah. We learn something new every day.
Yeah, it will stay fresh for like a week and a half. Yeah,
you need to be in Southern Living Magazine.
I'm telling you, we are manifesting that for you. That's what we do on this podcast. We manifest.
I love it.
We're going to play this game with you, and it's called
Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire, first thing that comes to mind. What would Hannah Ann cook? Okay, we're going to give you some scenarios, and you tell us what is the perfect dish for the lunch. Okay?
That's cute.
All right. There is a bachelor watch party happening. What are we making?
Buffalo chicken dip, batch bites, which is what I used to do during Tayshia's season. I would do the batch bites every week.
Oh, okay. Love that. Super Bowl Sunday. What are we making?
Ham and cheese sliders. I just posted that recipe the other day. It's so good.
With,
oh my gosh.
Like butter and brown sugar and mustard.
Yeah.
I'm about to go look at your recipes right now. I
should not be part of this game right now.
It's so cheap to make too. My boyfriend ate the whole thing. Like, please do.
I know, right? I'm like, I'm sure he loves that you cook. I know he loves that. Yeah. Okay. This is one that I really need to know because it'd be happening to me. Hangover brunch.
Hangover brunch. Mickey Mouse waffles.
Oh, please. Please. Okay. Romantic dinner at home with Bae.
With Bae. My boyfriend doesn't really do pasta. So probably, steak stir fry. It's like the sweet stir fry that I made a couple weeks ago, and we loved it. It's not maybe like a romantic dish. I don't know what would be, but it is really, really good.
Pasta's romantic.
Pasta's romantic. Yes. I mean, Joe, you would know.
You said he doesn't like pasta?
He just doesn't really do a whole lot of pasta.
Yeah, the carbs, right?
Yeah.
I got this. I'm about to make these sandwiches. I'm not even kidding.
So good.
Okay, Friendsgiving. What are we making?
Oh, Friendsgiving. Definitely mashed potatoes with 3 different kinds of potatoes, like my grandmother makes them.
Oh,
wait, what's the third kind? Is it like regular sweet potatoes?
Yeah, no, it's like 3. It's like a Yukon.
Oh, all mixed together. I thought you made 3 different dishes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, so it's 3 different potatoes mashed together. I don't think I've ever had that. Okay. All right. Picnic with the girlies.
Picnic with the girlies. I would have to say like a fruit salad.
Yes, because everyone loves that. Everyone can eat that.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone likes it.
Okay, last one. When he's old enough. Special treat for Dash that you're going to make for him.
Oh, right now, I'll just to, like, keep them busy, I'll freeze, like, a little ball of pumpkin.
Oh, that's good. And put
little dog treats on top, so it's like, or put little dog food on top, mm-hmm. so it's like a sprinkle.
That's yeah, like good for their stomachs too. Pumpkin.
Yeah. The pumpkin is really good for their stomachs. Yeah, yeah, that's really good. And he can have it. He can have that since he's so little. That's amazing. Okay. Oh, thank
that
you.
That was so
Hannah
good.
Ann.
Yeah.
I love that. I want all these things besides the chicken. You know, I don't eat that anymore. But
yeah.
Everything else, I'm down. I'm down. Well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us. I miss you.
I miss you. Well, definitely let's connect and let's get together.
We're trying to figure out a trip. We got to figure out a trip. We'll figure it out.
I mean, anytime anytime we are together, we always have the best time.
Yeah. The Pisco Sours will always be my forever favorite memory from our season.
Best part of the entire season when me and Natasha turned up on Pisco Sours. Remember it? And I think I started it. I think I rallied the group. I was like, hey, we all need to survive this last week here. Like, let's start having some fun.
Yeah, that was great. That was really great. Yeah. So
nice.
Thank you,
these enchiladas look good. I'm just saving all these recipes.
Hannah Ann, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to everything else you're doing.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for having me. And I'm so happy for you guys and everything you guys are accomplishing and doing. I love following each of you guys.
Thank you, darling.
All right, Hannah Ann. Thank you.
Aww, right. What a sweetheart.
Oh, she's
yeah.
funny.
She's a lot
like
of fun.
The hostess with the mostest.
No, I'm so happy for her because, I mean, it was a long time ago. We do not live in the past, but I very much still remember all that like it was yesterday, and it was awful what she went through on the show. And now
she's got the exact right mentality.
Oh,
like,
yep. My gosh.
She's so happy now. She really is so happy, and I just, I love that.
Say
and
everything
what was
you
the
know,
magazine?
Say, move on.
What was the magazine you said, Tia? Southern Comfort?
Southern Living.
Southern.
She belongs
we're manifesting that for her.
On
this
the
is a
cover.
Manifesting
oh, yeah.
podcast.
Yeah, 100%. That is Hannah Ann's magazine. She's going to eventually
oh, yes.
buy that brand.
She's like the goal for like what I would like to be as a like a Southern wife, but it ain't happening.
should we wrap up episode 100? I think we did it.
Why am I so like nostalgic right now?
Well, yeah, but I want, you know what, before we do, Tia, can you tell us what your favorite part of being on this crazy podcast has been so far?
Oh, God.
To put you on the spot.
I don't know if there's just one. I feel like when we had Spencer Pratt on, the text chain that was going on between all of us while he was on the pod may be one of the top moments. I've never laughed so hard at someone. I mean, he was being so serious too. And we were like, are we in a different dimension right now? What is actually going on? But
he's being serious, but honestly, I do think we're going to see his ass on TV again. We're going to see him on TV again.
Oh, yeah.
It's
if he wants it, he's going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's so much fun with you guys and just laughing and clowning and Joe thinking he's hot shit and us telling him he ain't.
I just like the fact that you guys have both separately have called me a zaddy. So that's
yeah,
that's
you know what? Because that's what I you know what I was gonna say to you. What I was gonna
that
say
that's
is
what I was gonna say.
I leave the podcast for one episode and you call this man a zaddy, and I mean I gotta follow suit. I can't be like, no, Joe, you're not. But I mean, what? Like what?
The admiration.
So were we.
The admiration. Both of you pour for me.
I don't take
pour
that
out
role.
For me every episode. I just find so flattering, and it just keeps me. It just keeps me going. You know, go ahead, Natasha.
No, I look forward. I look forward to seeing you guys every week. It's dead smack in the middle of the week, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to plan my trip around the podcast. But mm-hmm. then I come here and I see these two faces, and y'all make me so happy. Y'all do.
Yep.
It is a good little regroup. Middle of the week.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nice little hump day. Y'all my hump day.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. What a good one, guys. Thank you so much to our listeners for being here every week. And thank you so much to Hannah Ann for being here with us today. As always, make sure to catch new episodes of The Bachelorette on ABC or Hulu.
Yes. And thank you, everybody, for helping us get to episode 100. We hope to talk to you again at episode 200. Make sure to subscribe, submit all your questions. We want to know what clickbait you want us to get into every week. Hit us up. Follow us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram. All the links to all our socials are on that page.
And share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you guys are looking at. Clickbait is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen. You can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. We will see you guys next week for 101.
Peace.